Welcome back to the 8th ever episode of the Iced Coffee Hour. How you doing, Graham?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing so well. And nice. This is crazy because it's our 8th ever episode. So we've been doing this for almost 2 months now.
Crazy. How much money have we made so far in those 2 months?
All right. So we have made approximately $960.
Really? There we go.
Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations.
Okay, so let me just double check that.
Yeah.
$936.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, congratulations.
So, yeah, so that's nice. A good amount of money.
It is.
Yeah, we're really excited. Well, the views are up. Everything's going fine. Fine and dandy.
I think views are down, actually.
Views only go up, okay?
Views are down from the last video, so we need something to boost it up right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of people have been saying that we should post clips on our main channel. What do you think about that? I have not discussed this with you yet.
I'm surprised we haven't. It's weird because I feel like you should have a second channel, like a clips channel, and then you have a main channel where you post a long version. Like Joe Rogan does. It seems like every podcast does that.
But the only reason why we would be posting is because our views go down a lot during the middle of the week.
Can you just basically do the most exciting 10 minutes and we'll get it like 10 minutes in 1 second?
And then just post it on Wednesday?
Maybe something like that, like midweek.
Yeah, yeah, I can.
Yeah, for the people who don't want to listen to the full, like, hour and a half, we'll just get, like, the top 10 minutes of condensed down, like, the most exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And just jam-pack it.
I just didn't want to blow up people's notifications, you know, if we were, like, posting a bunch. But if it's just one in the midweek, I think that'd be fine.
Yeah. Let us know down below in the comment section what you think of that. Yeah.
The top comment of the thing people wanted to see was you go through my finances /budget.
That's fun.
And or home organization. Yeah. So I think we should do
You
budget.
Just bought a guitar amp too.
I bought a guitar amp.
You did that before you maxed out your Roth IRA.
I know, I haven't done that.
You promised me you were going to do it like a few weeks ago.
I promise you I will. We'll
but
see.
The guitar amp comes first, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So I will max it out. So that will happen. Have my word on
it's
that.
It's better to do it now than wait.
Yeah.
Had you done this back in March, you'd be up like 40% on your money.
This is true. This is very true.
You know what? We could make that one of the podcasts that we do, just you and I. I'll just react to your finances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we could do that possibly next episode.
Okay.
And then as for the ring, for those of you guys who are interested, what you have to do is follow Graham and follow me on Instagram and then comment on my first post, Jack the Man. And that's how you get... guys can get the ring, and I will be double checking to make sure the winner is following both Graham and I.
Okay. Plot twist, it's going to be the DVD, the ring.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You shouldn't have told them that. That would have been a good surprise. Yeah. You may be wondering why we have 3 mics, and that's because we have a spectacular guest, the one, the only...
girlfriend.
Exactly. Okay, she just spilled her, she spilled her drink.
I don't know.
So welcome, Macy.
Hi. Glad to be here. I feel like it took me so long to learn to look into the lens of a camera, and now there's two, and I have no idea. Am I supposed to be looking at you, the camera lenses, right there?
Yeah, look at us. Here.
Just look at me.
No, you already broke eye contact.
Keep talking, Jack.
Let's do a little bit of an introduction for you. For those who do not know, Graham, would you care to introduce?
It feels weird to introduce. You want to introduce yourself?
So hi guys, for those of you who don't know me, I am formerly known as Graham's girlfriend or Savannah Smiles, but my name is Macy and I am on this podcast. I live with Graham and I am his live-in actress.
Roommates.
Roommates. We're just roommates. We're keeping this PG. For parental guidance.
So welcome. Welcome to our show.
Cool.
I want to know how you have done on YouTube compared to how... you thought you would have done on YouTube.
So I posted my first video on the first day of the year, so New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was expecting, 365 puts me at December 31st. And so I thought like, maybe I'll get monetized around like July, August, I'll have 25,000 subscribers probably by the end. Like that's my goal. And so now I'm here and I've been monetized since April and I just hit 20,000 subscribers. So way better than I thought, in a long runabout way.
You're doing a great job. I'm excited to see what happens with the channel.
Me too.
Let's see here. One thing I wanted to know is, have any of your colleagues or friends from high school or college reach out to you because
of
your channel?
That's a good question.
You know, funny enough, I do have a few friends from high school who have found my channel. That was kind of mind-blowing to me, but I haven't had anyone from work find it yet. Like, luckily, because I just feel like that'd be really awkward for them to come in and be like...
It's like you're cheating on them, kind of.
A little bit. It does feel like that a little bit. And then, you know, just it feels weird to be like, oh, here's, like, me doing my skincare. Like, my coworker's watching my skincare routine. I feel like it's just not very professional, the stuff I do. It's just more relaxed and I'm having fun. So I just feel so awkward to my colleagues or, like, my boss were to see it. Not, like... anything's wrong with it, but it just, like, would be awkward because I'm so unprofessional.
You'd be like,
Mace,
you have such a nice garden.
Yeah, they're like, they're
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like watching my garden tours or whatever. And it's just like, it feels like, you know, them watching me like overalls versus like my normal work attire. It just doesn't, I don't know. But yeah, I have had a few people reach out and be like, oh my goodness, I found your channel, or even my Instagram. I found that, like, a lot of the people that I knew from high school are following, you know, the unofficial GG Instagram. And I'm like, wow, that is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is crazy. And it's funny, too, because a lot of, like, even family friends that I have was, like, raised with all of a sudden started reaching out. They're like, oh, you're doing YouTube. And I'm like, how did you know? How did you find me?
Mm-hmm. What is your long-term plan? Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
So 5 to 10 years, I mean, ideally at this point, I think I've done 35 YouTube videos-ish at this point. I've had a good chance to test it out and see that I like it. So I would imagine in 5 to 10 years, I would want to be doing YouTube full-time and maybe just have some other part-time jobs or like sources of income, because I definitely don't want to be tied to an algorithm for my whole income source. It seems very stressful, but yeah, that's where I see. I want to have a rental property too. During that time, like something that can at least, if everything went away, that it could at least, I could live off of it, even if it was just barely.
So you were into finance a lot even before you met Graham.
Yeah, yeah. That was something that we really clicked about. I can remember one night that Graham and I first started talking. I think we were up till like 2 a.m. talking about credit card points. Mm-hmm. And different credit cards. And he's telling me about, like, these ones. Because my parents were always very against any with, like, the annual...
annual fees.
Fees, that's it. I almost said statements. And I knew that was wrong. But the annual fees. So then when he started saying, hey, no, like, this is how it pays for it back, I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, my mind was just blown. So I can remember there was that. We were talking about credit... He knew my credit score before we even went on a first date. That's what made him so interested in me.
Did you ask that question right away?
I think so.
I don't know if you asked
it. Or
it was,
like, indirectly, be like, you know, something about credit scores, and then it just came up in conversation. I don't think I asked directly, like, what's your credit score?
I think I just brought it up. Like, I think I just offered this information willingly. I'm like, by the way, my credit card's over 750, and he's like, what? You're that age, and your credit score is that high? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like the text, like, guess what I'm wearing tonight.
Yeah.
It's like... guess what my credit score is? 750. I'm like, oh, say no more.
Have you enjoyed living in West LA?
I prefer it way more than where we were living before, because there's so much more to do in West LA than East LA. And East LA, all you do is drive to West LA to do
it. Well, really, it wasn't East LA. It was mid, it's called Mid-City.
Okay.
Mid-City LA. East LA is like by downtown. So
mid-city. Really like a 15-minute drive from downtown.
Yeah, but Mid-City, exactly. Okay. So Mid-City.
Yeah, anyways, it just, there was, like, nothing to do besides drive to Target, but anywhere you wanted to go, you had to drive to, and here it just feels like, yeah, you can go drive somewhere, but I can make it to a Target without hitting traffic. I can make it to, you know, Vons without traffic. I can make it to Trader, there's so many more Trader Joe's on the west side, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So many more Trader Joe's, so it just feels like I can get places without hitting a whole bunch of traffic, which I love, so. I'm close to the beach.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you got to say we're close proximity to the beach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in case you guys didn't know, we are close proximity to the beach. The beach is in close proximity, and I can't think of any more ways.
It's good for values. Oh, good for property values to be close proximity to the beach.
Yes.
So would you consider yourself a frugal person?
I wouldn't say I'm frugal to the point of Graham. I would say I'm more of a value shopper. My spending has definitely gotten a little, like, wild over the last few months. I think being cooped up in quarantine, I'm just, it's a problem. I'm like, oh, I want to do a video on this. I want to do this. I want to do a video on this. Like, I want to buy this and do a video. And I've had to kind of scale it back. Or it's, Graham doesn't have this. I'm going to buy him this. Graham doesn't have this. I'm going to buy him this. And it's like stupid and unnecessary.
There's a lot of stuff I don't have. I still don't have. So.
Well, it's just stupid stuff where I'm at the grocery store and I'm spending an extra $6. And I'm like, we don't have mochi at home. And Graham and I need mochi at home. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to get better about that. I do need mochi. Well, let's be real here. Yeah, it's not for you. It's for me. But
I'm the excuse.
I'd say I'm more frugal than most, but I'm not extreme either. Mm-hmm. I can definitely spend and enjoy on myself, but I can be totally happy. I've gotten my lunch budget now down to $4 for 3 weeks of food.
She doesn't tell you it's ramen, though.
Is that really what you eat?
I've been doing cup and noodle ramen at work every day to save money, so that way I don't feel bad about the mochi purchase.
Yeah, she leaves that part out.
I thought that you were not happy when Graham goes to McDonald's.
Well, I'm not.
And now I know you're eating ramen.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, but that's because
Graham... What do you think is healthier for you?
Wait. Because Graham was saying he kept complaining that he wasn't eating healthy enough, and I kept hearing about him complaining. And then he was going and eating McDonald's. And I'm like, well, why are you complaining to me about your diet if you're the one doing this to yourself?
Because that was once every 2 to 3 weeks. I don't eat McDonald's every single day. If you're eating ramen 4 days a week at lunch, that's way worse than me eating McDonald's 2 to 3 times. I complain about my diet because overall it's been a lot of like just snack foods that aren't good. That's why. Because ice creams.
Ice cream is so good, though.
Ice creams, yeah. Mochi.
Yeah.
Just stuffs me with mochi.
Well, I feel like I like the mochi versus an ice cream tub for you because I can get you just to eat one tiny little ball and be done versus eating a whole, little pint of ice cream.
You have to train him.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I was raised with ice cream in my house. So for me to open up a pint of one and take like 2 or 3 bites and then put it away is totally easy. But Graham will he takes a fork.
Yeah, well,
he takes a fork to our cookies and cream. And he takes out all the Oreo chunks and leaves the cream parts.
That's the best part.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Would you like it if Graham scaled back on his frugality?
Think very carefully about your answer there.
I'm fine with him doing whatever makes him happy. If he felt that he was being overly frugal to a point where it was impeding on his happiness, then yes, I would want him to scale it back. If he feels like he is spending too much and it's making him stress, then I would want him to scale back. It's just all on, I don't care about his frugality mm-hmm. at all. I mean, I don't want to say it like I don't want him to be frugal or whatever. I just want him to do whatever is going to make him happy on that. So if him being less frugal would make him happy, I'm all for it. And if him being more frugal was going to make him happy,
more frugal,
then we will eat the ramen together every day for lunch.
Not ramen.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. How do you, this is totally off topic, how do you make your stock decisions? Would you say that you get a lot of information from people like Graham and stuff like that, and then you act on it, or...
Oh, hi, Spooty Tooties.
Hello.
Oh, don't show your butthole.
He wants to show it off. He just cleaned it.
That's what he's trying to do, is he's trying to validate his cleaning job, which is probably not even good, to be honest with you.
He half cleans his booty.
I was not paying attention, but then as soon as you said that, you just...
Yeah. Anyway, stock decisions.
So how do you make your stock decisions?
I decide if it's a good day to buy depending on how well Ramsey cleans his booty hole.
That's the best due diligence anyone could do, honestly. It's just if his booty is cleaned that day, thoroughly, it's a buy day. It's a green day.
Yeah.
If it's not, just sell everything.
So I would say really, I don't really listen to what they're investing in. It's usually I see a news article about something and I'm like, oh hey, I wonder if this company is publicly traded, and then I'll start looking it up, and then that's how I usually find whatever stock. Because I found Neo when it was at $5 and it's at $14 now, which I just sold out of half of it. You're rubbing your eyes over the Neo thing.
No, continue. We'll discuss that later. Mm-hmm. Continue.
So I saw something in there about how the Chinese government was bailing them out and how they had all this funding coming in. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm wondering if they're, publicly traded. And it was one of the first few articles that was coming out about that. And so I looked at it and I was looking at their financials. I'm like, okay, looks like it has a good upwards trend. And if the Chinese government is bailing them out because they're saying that they think this is the future, mm-hmm. it's probably a good buy. And so obviously there's more I looked at than just that simple logic, but that's kind of what I'm going to boil it down to. But so that's kind of, it's usually that I see an article about something like, oh, this company, something good in relation to a company. And then I kind of start looking and go, oh, are they publicly traded? Oh, okay, here's what their stock's trading at. Okay, here's the financials. Okay, here's where the company is located. Okay, here's, mm-hmm. Here's the CEO. Does the CEO have a weird past, That's usually high.
Did you sell out of, you said half of Neo, at what price did you sell out?
It was at 14 today, so I sold it out at 14. I want to make sure.
Today?
I sold half of it today. I want to make sure, since it's trendy stock, I have a funny feeling it's going to rebalance and it's going to probably drop down. I wanted to make sure I was going to be able to pull out my initial investment with a little bit of a profit. Because it's not necessarily one I look at it as like, oh, this is going to be long-term just going up like crazy. So I still have a little bit in the game, but if I lose it all or if it goes back down to five, I'm still covered.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So a great way I like to get to know people is moral dilemmas. So I'm going to ask you a question and I want to see what your answer is going to be.
Okay.
So say you're on a bridge and there's a train going underneath the bridge. And there's five people on the tracks of the train underneath you. There's a person leaning over the edge of the bridge. You can push this person off of the bridge in front of the train and the train will stop and not hit the five people. Or you can just let whatever happen, happen.
Why can't you just yell at the people to have them get off the tracks?
They can't hear you.
They can't hear you. Well, why?
You're mute. Well, you're a mime, you're like the most hardcore mime that's ever existed.
The choice is...
A mime wouldn't touch a person.
But you're in a... Let's assume you're in a different room, you press a button, the one person on the bridge, or you don't press the button, and the five people...
Bye-bye.
I feel I would need to know more about the individual people, because if one was like a convict, like if one has done all these heinous crimes,
you don't know. That's the thing, you just don't know.
You have 5 seconds to make the decision.
What would you do?
Five.
Oh, what
would you
gosh.
Do? Four.
I don't know.
What
would you do? Three. What would you do?
Or they both. Or they both.
If you don't choose, then everyone's going bye-bye.
I guess then you go with the one person, but it's hard to say sacrifice a life at the cost of the greater good too. Mm-hmm. That's something I do struggle with, but. I don't know.
Okay, let's say that the five people on the... So I think it's a different question when you say they're just like roaming on the tracks, because then they're practicing unsafe behavior.
That's what I was thinking,
So if you push the person, then that person's being completely safe by leaning over the edge, like reasonably safe, you know, and the other people. But what if they're tied to the tracks?
Right, so that was my thought, the time. So it's like, what are they doing? Are you talking about five people? Are they five children on there? Because, I mean, I would imagine a four-year-old child's not going to know to get out of the way.
A very dismal.
Yeah.
Let us know down in the description.
It really depends, because the more I thought about that, the more I'm thinking like, well, they're on the tracks. It would be,
but they're tied.
But okay, so if they're tied, I mean, if they're tied against their will, I'd get rid of the one person to save the five.
But that person, it's hard.
But that person's innocent.
The only person that walks out of that situation uninnocent is yourself.
Unless you're the one to cause one person. Either way, you're
at fault. I wonder what the media would say in a situation like that. Like, hero, sacrifice someone else.
Cars do that, though. Cars will always, like the Teslas on autopilot will try to look to do whatever's going to be the least amount of damage.
Mm. That's smart. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What would you do, Graham?
If I had 10 seconds and no information, I'd probably let the person on the bridge live.
So I'm basically just going to ask you a few questions so everyone can get to know you. What is something that really gets you angry?
I would probably say that would be bad drivers. I do a lot of commuting, and so I just see this all the time. But the amount of people that are on their phone or that will cut in so close to you, there's so many times. Even on the way home, me driving home today, I almost got hit twice by somebody who just was not looking and almost took off the whole engine part of my car because they just decided to lane change. So I'd say just people that drive, I see people drive halfway in between other lanes and just swerve over, swerve back, run lights, like just crazy stuff all the time. And it makes me so angry, or especially when somebody's just like sitting there on their phone and they're going at least 60 miles per hour, right? Because it's the freeway. That is so dangerous. You're not sitting at a stoplight. Your car isn't stopped. You are going at a speed where if you crash, it is going to be dangerous and you could hurt someone else. It makes me so mad.
Mm-hmm. Aside from necessities, what's one thing that you could not go a day without?
Ramsay.
Isn't that a necessity?
I lived so much of my life without him that I couldn't imagine.
Graham.
Yeah,
you guys are experiencing sad.
I understand, I understand. It's Ramsay. I can't compete with Ramsay.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're a necessity.
No, but not like Ramsay's a...
I get really sad when I'm not home for a few days and I don't get to see our cat.
She doesn't even ask for pictures of me. She's like, can you send me a picture of Ramsey? Really? Yeah, she's done that before.
Wow.
I'm like, what? He's here. You're like, I feel like, he doesn't change. Like, just here's an old picture. I don't know. No, I've never sent you an old picture. I thought about that. There's one time you texted me, and I forget where he was, and I thought I was just sending you an old picture of Ramsey. But no, I didn't.
On a typical Saturday night, would you rather stay in or go out?
Stay in.
Stay in.
I like staying in.
Graham, I'm guessing you're the same.
I would say 8 times out of 10, stay in. Mm-hmm. I would say some, like, maybe two to three nights out of 10, I'd rather go out or do something. But I like being in bed early. So, like, I would love to go out, but then know that, like, okay, 10 p.m. I'm going to be home.
So what time would you go out? Like, 4?
I would say, I think the best times to go out, honestly, between 6 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. 6 and 10, perfect time to go out, and then you're home early. That's when I would go out.
What about you?
I would probably, most of the time, I'd probably rather stay in. I love being social, and I love being around friends, but preferably, like, they'd be coming to me, and we just hang out at my place. I don't like going out and going to parties very much. Mm-hmm. It's just too many people, and yeah.
Yeah.
Are you the type of person who would like to plan out an agenda for a vacation, or would you rather kind of just go with the flow?
For vacations, I'm very just, I want to go with the flow. I want to have my brain off. I would like to kind of generally know before, like, hey, are we going to be possibly doing this so I can plan the right outfits? I can't just show up with the jeans. They're like everywhere in Vegas. No, of course. I can't wear my mom jeans into like Beauty and Essex per se. It's not allowed. But generally, I kind of like to know what we're about going to be doing on that trip. But on a trip, I just want to shut my brain off and just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
But on a day-to-day, I'm so much more scheduled. Like, everything has to be done. This has to stop at this time. This has to start. Like, very, very scheduled. But I like when I go on vacation just to turn my brain off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Graham's always go with the flow.
So. No, really? Not. I was about to say I plan everything.
Really?
I feel like Graham would be a planner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
Graham doesn't like surprises.
I hate surprises. No, yeah. I want to know.
Yeah. That's why you don't like options trading.
Nope. No surprises there.
Would you rather be an ugly genius or a hot moron?
Oh, ugly genius for sure.
Graham?
I feel ugly like genius, secretly yeah. smart people run society.
Like, smart, ugly people run society?
Well, I'm not saying necessarily ugly, you but I'm saying people around. That are very, very smart are the ones who run. Like, you look at some of these football guys, right? And they're getting, you know, they're getting $5 million, $6 million for like a season or whatever. There's a guy who owns that. If you're smart, you're not going to try to be a player. You're going to try to go above that to be the guy who can afford to pay people $6 million to be on your team.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, if you're smart, you may see all these actors
but
that
make
a lot of
monetary,
money.
But not just for monetary, like, reasons, but just, like...
What if you were just... You had no money in either way? So, like, money is taken out of the equation.
Like, you're
like,
going to be
really
making
smart. $80,000
a year, $60,000
a year.
Yeah,
like, you make $80,000 a year no matter what.
Yeah.
Still smart.
Still smart?
Oh, my goodness. No, I couldn't stand to be just dumb to the point where
but you
I would
know
I could...
But you would know you're dumb.
Yeah. If you're dumb, you probably wouldn't know you're dumb. Like, the smarter
you get... Are
you
trying to tell me something?
the smarter you get, the more you realize you don't know.
So you gotta slow down your words.
Oh, sorry.
She won't understand you. Small words. No big
word
words.
Small.
Word small.
Tiny word.
Yeah, just start talking like Kevin Malone here.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I respect both options. So, the last question. Would you rather be itchy or sticky for the rest of your life?
Oh, I hate both. the thing...
I'm trying to
they're
imagine.
Miserable. Like, both are miserable.
I'd have to do sticky, even though I'd hate it worse, because I have been so itchy that I have broken open skin by scratching.
Oh, that's
that. This is a real story, and there's like this big of a scar on my leg from me touching grass, because I'm allergic to grass. And me itching it with one of my feet and not paying attention with, like, the back of one of my feet. And I broke open skin, and I still have, like, this big of a scar down my leg for that. So I would have to do sticky because I've never injured myself being sticky.
Yeah, I'd say sticky. Oh, itchy is just crazy. I hate like mosquito bites and stuff like it's just I hate itching something and then continuing.
You guys
then,
are crazy.
Yeah, that'd
be team sticky. Itchy yeah. All the way. Like no. Being sticky is one of the grossest things. If my fingers are sticky and I'm like count me out. Count me out.
It makes you itchy just thinking about being itchy.
Being itchy is kind of nice sometimes. Like if you get a good mosquito bite
no.
on your leg,
it doesn't go away. That makes it worse to itch it, and then you're up late at
night.
But tell
me, it's not a euphoric sensation.
No, because
scratch.
It doesn't go away. The itch doesn't go away. You're just
it
always
does
itchy
if you do it right.
No, but if in this case, well then it then you wouldn't be sticky if you're able to just
no
rub
but
it away.
Like,
then, so in that logic, you would continually be itchy.
I think that there is at least some benefit to always being itchy. However, there's no benefit to always being sticky. What do you guys think about this? Right, this reminds me. It's like pain and pleasure. Back in high school, for all of junior and senior year, I would wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning to
Why?
A terrible song, and I would wake up and I would turn the alarm off and then go back to sleep and then wake up at 7. Because I loved the sensation of going back to sleep after
probably
waking
screwed
up
your entire schedule by doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
But I would go, I'd just like knock right back out because
yeah.
I was so tired.
Yeah, I know.
This
but that would
be
throw
a thing.
Off your REM sleep.
This has got to be a thing where we're from, but whenever I didn't finish homework or I had just homework sitting there that I could have done, I used to, in high school, wake up at like 3 a.m. and do it for an hour and then go back to sleep.
That's odd.
The best part, too, would be the next day, I wouldn't remember any of it. It would be totally, good homework. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, there we go. Now I don't have to waste any conscious time doing homework.
It's weird.
That's really weird, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Not listening up, waking yourself up to
weird.
An awful song.
They're both weird.
Tell me you don't like
I
to wake up.
It's weird.
Say you have to wake up at 7, you wake up at 6, and then you're like, oh, I have an extra hour of sleep. Is that not, like, an amazing feeling?
Not really to me, because sometimes I'll end up going back to bed and then I'm even more tired. It's just usually better for me just to wake up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I wake up that late, I'm just staying awake. Anytime past 5 a.m., I'm awake for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, But you're also the same person that likes to have nightmares.
Yeah.
Psychopath.
let's talk about NIO. Okay. Let's totally change the topic. Okay. Let's talk about NIO. Because the thing with NIO is, you know how I sold out at like 7:15
yeah.
because I just didn't like having it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it skyrocketed afterwards, of course. And I just couldn't stand seeing the stock go up every single day, knowing that that was more money than a FOMO, right? No FOMO. You should never have FOMO. But I was totally getting it. And I hated seeing it go up every single day. So when it was at like 12:40 yesterday, I bought it. Okay. So it was at 12:40. And I bought 100 shares, okay? And then immediately, I did a limit order. I didn't do a market order. I did a limit order. But immediately after I bought it, it just plummeted. And I lost like $50. And I was so over.
Did you sell?
I'm getting there. I was so over NIO. And I was like, this is not for me. It went back up to like 12.42, okay? Because I held. Mm-hmm. So now I was like 2 cents in the green per share. And then I put a stop loss at 12.40. Which is where, you know, I would have broke even. Started
it.
Started going up. And then I put a limit at 12.75 and it hit it and I made $35.
Well, how long did that take?
7 minutes.
Well, that's pretty
I'm
good
thinking
for
this
minutes.
Is like days worth of stuff going on.
No,
like
no, actually
minutes.
I think it was 10 minutes.
Mm.
It took 10 minutes, exactly, yeah. So
that's
$35 in 10 minutes. That's not I'm gonna
it's
keep doing this.
It's the same thing as going to the casino.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
It's not. Because how can I consistently put up these numbers? How can I consistently get the money?
You could do that at a casino.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm 2 for 2.
All right. Keep doing it then.
I also sold another put.
Okay.
For TNA.
All right.
And it went down and I was losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
But now it's back up and I'm up 10.
Cool.
So that's 3 for 3 now.
All right, let's see.
It's expiring on Friday, so we'll see how it goes.
All right. It's going to happen. It's going to go down in value. You're going to lose money. And then Monday, it's going to open like 30% higher. That's what's gonna happen.
It's gonna it's doing the thing that scammers do, where like it gives you a little bit, and then finally go big.
And then it takes all of your money. Everything. That's scamming 101.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens if NIO is lower than 24.95 on Friday. Then I lost money. So cool. Just know that.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're expecting in 2 days for it to go up $10 a share.
Oh my gosh, did I say NIO? I'm so sorry. I'm at TN.
Oh my gosh, you said NIO, and I was like, Jack, that's just gambling.
No, that's not what I meant. Okay. No.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys get the point.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the whole status with trading.
Good luck.
Or not day trading.
You know what, in the beginning of the video, we should go over how much the podcast makes and then how much you have made or lost.
We've already discussed, this is verbatim, what you said last podcast.
Forgot.
Graham's out of it today.
He's becoming a grandpa.
A grandpa. My memory is not what it used to be.
Well, all right. We'll do that. Okay. Right now I'm up.
You know what? It would be funny. It's like, here's your brain, and then here's your brain on the YouTube algorithm. I just see how it's deteriorating.
No. Time. This is your brain.
The YouTube algorithm makes you crazy.
It does.
This is your brain. This is your brain on 20 cent iced coffee.
Ooh,
and then on the algorithm,
you just get wired.
Oh, it's, you know, with the meme where it shows like the brain, it's like going crazy. Yeah, that's what it should be.
That's funny. Yeah. Someone's got to make a meme of that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm up $50 so far, and then the TNA will put me up another $55 if it works.
Cool.
So $105.
Cool. There you go.
Not too shabby.
Cool.
Let's see. Also, have you guys heard of Dogecoin?
Wait, that's an actual thing? I thought that was a meme.
No, it's a real thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a
somebody
thing.
Commented on my Instagram, or they DM'd me, and I was like, ha ha, because I thought it was a joke.
No, it's a real thing.
You know
it's
what?
Kind of a joke.
I hate to say, wait, which one is this? Where there's one crypto where the guy was like, I have no idea, this doesn't have any value, I have no idea why you guys are trading it.
It's probably Dogecoin.
Yeah.
But
I think it's that one.
Do you know the Doge meme? I'll throw it up for you guys who want to see it. But the Doge meme with like the I don't know what it is, like a lab or something golden retriever or something.
Yeah.
They made like a crypto out of it. And like this one guy I saw made a TikTok about it yesterday, and the TikTok went viral. And since it was such a low volume, he was telling everyone buy it. Because if you put in like $25 right now, if it goes up to $1, you made like $25,000 or something like that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's the crypto that I was thinking about, where the guy tweeted like, "There's no value of this."
Elon Musk tweeted about it.
When?
This was early April, I think.
I thought this was a meme the whole time.
No, so I put in $300 today, and at one point I was up 20%, and now you guys are gonna get some live. Let's see here. Let's see exactly what's going on with Dogecoin. I'm up $8.10.
Nice.
So
you were up 20%.
Yeah. So a cool up $60, but a cool $8.10 for Dogecoin.
Cool.
And volume's going up. It's all the new hype.
I hate to say it, but usually what ends up happening is that people DM me with those things. And I've seen it a few times like in my comments lately, where people are like, yo, get in Dogecoin or whatever. And I never do it. And it does end up usually going up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it crashes hard within like a week, 2 weeks. But I don't know.
I had a pretty decent entry point.
How do you buy it? Where do you buy it?
On Robinhood. Put $10 in.
All right.
Graham's going to put in $10 in Dogecoin.
Let's see. Transfers. How do you transfer to Robinhood? Does it show up the next day?
You don't need to transfer. Don't you have like $10?
No. I'm gonna go big, man.
Really?
It's going to
be $15.
You can do $1,000.
Wait.
It's fine.
I have to wait until July 10th?
Get Robinhood Gold.
Wait. Well, your money's on its way. We'll give you early access to $1,000 in your buying power so you can invest it right away.
Graham is doing Dogecoin on Robinhood margin trading.
Look at that. That's awesome. This is so stupid. Well, guys, I'm just...
Don't invest anything you can't
afford to lose. Full transparency
here,
but honestly, this is... I'm like straight up got back from Vegas. This is just a gamble. Let's see.
He's down 200.
Oh my God, I could get 216,000 Dogecoin.
Graham has 216,000 Doge coins.
Oh, I have to review my Robinhood.
This might be enough to make the stock go up. Oh, so for that, I thank you.
I've never seen Graham spend this much money.
Invest.
Here, show the camera. This is Dogecoin, everybody.
That's It's a gamble. I'm making it very clear. I don't believe it. Did it?
All right. Well, let's see what happens. All right. Graham's position is at 0.0046. So you guys can keep track.
Jeez.
Mine is at 0.004502 is what I have Dogecoin at.
Okay.
So we'll see, all right, everybody.
So it's going down, man. So
we'll watch.
All right.
We'll wait.
Keep an eye on it.
It's investing. Okay.
Gosh. It was a gamble. Yeah. Making it very clear for everyone who's watching this right now.
Don't put anything into Dogecoin that you cannot afford to lose. Remember that. So, but definitely do it.
It's so easy on Robinhood, honestly.
It really is. They have everything on Bitcoin, Ethereum.
That's Litecoin. The one thing with Webull, I wish they had crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, I'm just saying.
And like everything on Robinhood looks really nice too. Mm-hmm. Like the format, the interface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You should tell them that they can get their two free stocks down below in the description. They deposit $100 on Webull.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be doing cryptocurrency at some point. I think that's the plan at some point. But Robinhood only does one free stock. Webull does two free stocks with that second stock valued all the way up to $1,400. Wow.
You guys should be doing Webull because if you do Robinhood, you're just going to lose money on cryptocurrency.
You said do.
I didn't even notice.
Because you do money. Yeah. If you do Robin, yeah.
Have you, what are your experiences with crypto? Because people want to know.
Mine?
Yeah. You too, Macy.
Man, so I was aware of it. Our friend Artie, believe it or not, 2011, was telling me about Bitcoin. And I remember he was showing me like one of these websites where you could buy like crap from with Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And I think at the time, one Bitcoin was $1. And I remember talking to him and being like, I don't get it. So it's equal to $1. He's like, no, this is the value of it right now. So I didn't get it. I didn't like it. And I thought it was like this little, this thing. So I always paid attention to it, but I just thought it was silly. Honestly, I just thought it was kind of this
thing. You never owned one?
No, I did. Late 2017, right as Bitcoin was going up. Well, that was the peak of everything, of crypto. I think I bought in like 15 grand or like 17 grand or something like that. And I day traded Bitcoin, I remember. And I would just like buy in and out. It was so much fun. It was just gambling. It's all it was. Mm-hmm. Reminds me a lot of what people are doing with stocks now and Robinhood. It's just kind of like buying in and out, day trading it. And I think I made like a little money doing that. And then I decided like, this is stupid. So I put it in Litecoin. I made a little money in Litecoin, but then I put it in Ryblox. And and that was back when it was like $2, and then it went all the way to $40-something, and I didn't sell it. And now it's...
So what was the value of your portfolio?
Oh man, I only invested like, I think like $5,000 or something in Ryblox. I spread it out throughout a whole bunch of...
So
it
went from two to 40 with $5,000?
Yeah.
So...
I don't know what the profit was, something like that. It was something like that, and I didn't sell it. So stupid. It was $44 on New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
and I remember being like, okay, it's going to be listed like next week on one of these major exchanges, and then once it hits that exchange, it's going to double from there, and that's so stupid.
Did you sell any of it?
No. Still to this day holding all of it.
And what's it worth?
Like $1. $1 each, so I lost half my money on that.
$100,000.
What?
If it's $1 each, then...
It went from 40 to $1. So
you can't win them all.
No, that was a stupid lesson. I was just being greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also I didn't have enough money in there for like my initial investment was low enough where I felt like if it goes down, at least I have my
income. Yeah.
So stupid. Whatever.
And what about you,
Macy? I don't touch crypto. I feel like there's nothing backing it. I can look with companies and look at their financials. There's so much I can look at with the company when I choose to invest with them. I feel like crypto is just gambling, so I haven't touched it.
It really
and
is.
I've watched close friends of ours make a lot of money and then lose about the same amount and then just completely break even. And I know I could do better with it on the stock market with having more information.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
I would say that's fair. I'm not a huge fan of crypto either, so except Dogecoin. Check out the Reddit page.
Why do you believe in Dogecoin besides it just going up in
value?
Have
you seen the Doge?
No.
She showed you the Doge.
Yeah, the meme.
How could you not believe in that? Look at that face and tell that face you don't believe in it.
That's so stupid. Let's just see if I've made money now.
No, you're still losing.
Crap, I'm down 2%.
Keep it.
I'm angry now.
I'm down. 2%. This is the first time I'm down. I think today.
Why doesn't it go up? Why did it just go down? As soon as I bought it, it went down.
Dude, so believe silly. In it. If you check out the Doge Reddit, it's backed. People have... There's good information.
Oh, see, I'm buying into this hype. Like, massively. Look at this. Like, that's what I just bought into. It's like this, yep. This huge...
I texted you earlier today, check out Dogecoin. And if you bought in when I texted you, you would have been up 20% at one point. Now, down about 0.5%.
Is your phone background a hot dog that you took a bite out of?
I didn't take a bite out of it, no. Yeah, I did. I did take a bite out of it. It's a double hot dog.
Ah.
All right, well, let's see.
Double hot dog.
Okay.
It's good.
So I'm down like $20.
$20?
Yeah.
This is investing in your future.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
This is investing for your children. Okay.
This is what if this becomes like college. The major, like the next big cryptocurrency, like it replaces the dollar. You have
200,000 shares.
217,000.
People are laughing now, but where will they be when you're a Dogecoin millionaire?
So stupid. All right.
Crypto's so already a millionaire. He's a real estate millionaire.
I need to be a Dogecoin.
Yeah, he needs to be a Dogecoin millionaire.
You gotta be a millionaire. The next spot to go is a billionaire. No, you gotta be millionaires in other things. Mm-hmm. Other currencies.
You're a YouTube millionaire and a real estate millionaire.
Yeah, but you got it. Cool. But you got to be a currency millionaire. Like you got to be a millionaire every single currency.
Mm. Yeah. Like the peso millionaire.
The Zimbabwe. I would be the Zimbabwe trillionaire.
That's true.
Yeah. No, more than that. What's above a trillion? A quadrillion.
Quadrillion. Quintillion.
The quintillionaire.
Sextillion. Septillion.
Yeah.
That's probably wrong.
Decatillion. I don't know.
Well, that's cool.
Sounds like reptiles at this point.
That's true.
I am the septillion. Yeah.
That's true.
Iguana air.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Oh my god. All right. Well, check out Dogecoin, guys.
Okay.
It can only go up. That's what I heard.
Can't possibly go up. What other questions do you have?
All right.
I mean, we have this stuff where DMing celebrities. I picked out 10 if you'd like to do that.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to do that so we can...
Yeah, Keenan and Kel, by the way, never got back to me. Neither one serious? Of them did. No.
All
right, who am I going to DM here?
Okay, so I have a list of 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying that you should do... The most liked one was actually Gus Johnson, I think.
Oh, I love him.
DM him. Tell him you love him.
Wait, okay, I like so what him a is lot. This? I don't know what's going
Gus
on.
Gus Johnson, what should I say? How about lunch on me anytime you're in LA? How's that?
Yeah.
The only thing if is, it's at McDonald's.
Okay, who else?
Okay, we also have Trevor Wallace and Churdleys.
Oh, I like them.
Oh, I love Trevor Wallace. He's so funny. He's the one who did the funny entrepreneur video.
Yeah, I actually met Trevor Wallace. I'll throw up a really cool picture of me and him right now for you guys to see.
You should say, hey man, saw your entrepreneur video. I would love to.
That's great. That's a great angle.
I would love if you ever want to parody that with me, I would love to do that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. We also have Dave Ramsey.
Oh.
Hey man, my cat's named after you.
H3H3.
Ooh, Ethan Klein. Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm a huge fan of Ethan Klein as well. He actually went to my rival high school, which is kind of odd. So he grew up in the same city and he went to our rival high school.
Okay.
Someone wanted you to DM The Undertaker.
What's that?
He's the wrestler.
Yeah, I see it. What should I say?
Hey man, big fan.
Everyone, hey man, big fan. We'd love to talk YouTube one of these days.
You want to wrestle?
Yeah.
Ask him if he wants to wrestle.
Should I?
No. You maybe. That would be good content.
Wrestle?
So, like this video if you guys want to see Graham wrestle The Undertaker.
What do
2
I say?
Million likes and he'll do it.
Just say, hey man.
Big fan.
Just learn wrestle? Who you are right now.
If you're ever in LA, let me know for lunch.
Just, yeah, do that. I mean, he's a big guy. Big, you know, he's popular. You could take him to lunch. I would take him to lunch. Probably eat half the restaurant.
All right, if you're ever in LA, we'd love to take you to lunch. All right, done.
Okay, and finally, Adam 22. So I think he runs a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. He's whatchamacallit. I've seen his channel before. No Jumper.
Yeah. Yeah. So as Graham is DMing the final celebrity, we are going to let you know next podcast that none of them DM'd us back, which will most likely be the case.
Graham has the best chance though because he has a blue check mark. Exactly. Like if you and I, Ramsey.
We DM'd 7 celebrities, so one of them has to get back, right?
I would say we're going to get 2 responses.
Trevor, I think, would respond back, and I think Gus would respond.
I hope H3 responds.
Yeah, I don't. I think Ethan is too big, but I think Trevor and Gus. Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
All right, everybody, we'll see. And if you guys like this kind of content, let us know if you want to see Graham DM more celebrities, you know. That's what we got. I mean, we do have the classic question that you actually never got asked, but would you rather fight one? You know the one question. What? You know the question.
Okay, so ever since I found out I was going to be on this podcast, I did a lot of thinking. Do I get a weapon?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
Is mayonnaise a weapon?
I think it could be interesting if I did one horse-sized duck, but I think logically I should choose the 100 duck-sized horses. Mm-hmm.
And if you chose those, how many could you take?
I don't know. I feel like just some of those with their size, you just have to kick them, but I'd feel so bad to do that.
They're rabid. They're not nice.
Rabid is in like,
they're going rabies? After Ramsay.
Mm. Oh, shoot. Yeah, no. I'd protect him with my life. Just like hold him and run away. And he sneezed. Did you hear that?
I love cats. He's
oh no, I flipped over his box. He doesn't know what to do.
Oh.
If you wanted to go.
So I would do the 100 horse-sized ducks, and I think I could probably take 100.
100, okay.
Yeah, I think I could do the task. I don't think I could go any more over that. Mm-hmm. I think I would get really tired from kicking things away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Is there anything you'd like to discuss on the podcast?
Trying to think.
Well, anything
you ever
else?
Think you're going to get into doing your own channel, Jack?
I think that there's a possibility. I'm not thinking about it right now, though. I just don't think that I have the time in my schedule to do that. But.
And then when are you dropping out of college?
Not going to happen.
That should be the last question of every podcast. So are you going to drop out of college?
Now, Jack?
Now or like you want to do it later? Thanks again, Rode, for hooking us up with these mics. They're awesome. For anyone who's thinking about getting a mic, wants to know like what's the best for audio
NT1.
Quality. This is amazing. Like, absolutely some of the best mics ever. Like, you're not even going to hear Ramsey going in line.
They might hear Ramsey going.
That's
Ramsey,
so loud.
What's the
That's
point very loud. Of that?
Yeah, he wants a treat right now because he has food. He has everything he needs. All right.
So with that said, you guys.
Thank you so much for watching.
Really don't forget to smash the YouTube algorithm for the like button.
Really appreciate it.
Make sure to add us on Instagram. We post her pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add us there. And lastly...
You post on Instagram pretty much daily? Or Graham? Either of you? Neither of you post on Instagram ever.
Stories, sorry. Okay, so anyway, get your 2 free stocks down below in the description. Weeble is going to be giving you 2 free stocks. When you deposit $100 on the platform with one of the stocks valued all the way up to $1,400, let's just check really quick Robinhood if I made money.
No, you're down.
Ah, crap. Okay.
I'm down too.
All right. With that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching, and until next time.
Okay. Should we take a thumbnail?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be, the title's going to be, like, our riskiest investment ever.